Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. I hope you enjoyed the interview that I just did with Coffee. I thought it was an excellent interview. They had a great story, and you can check it out on my website, which is sittinginthepark.com. I'll have it up tonight. And I also have on the phone right now Kenneth Jones, who I was talking to a couple weeks ago. Can you hear me out there, Kenneth?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so we ran out of time when we were talking a few weeks ago, so Kenneth wanted to have some time to talk about some of the stuff that we didn't get a chance to talk about. So,
exactly.
So, first of all, we were talking a couple weeks ago about how you were in a group called the Flares and Velvet, and then you had gone to L.A., and you were working with Smokey Robinson, is that right?
Exactly. I got with Smokey when I got up, came here to L.A., and that was, like I said, a real major experience for me. It was really the beginning of, I guess, who I am now and where I'm going, you know.
And one thing we didn't talk about was you had actually produced a Chicago group that had come to L.A. with you, is that right?
Exactly. They didn't come with me, but we bumped into each other here, the Wagers.
Okay.
And I remember we did a show with them in Chicago before I came here to California, and at the I think it was called the Black Street Theater or something like that. They probably remember better than me. And we also did the Regal together too. I remember we was out in the back waiting to go on, and we had like a competition. We were singing against each other. They were singing and we were singing. But then when I got to California and bumped into them, I thought that was really great because, you know, we didn't know anything about California, and it was really cool. So I wound up producing them, and we did maybe about 10 or 15 of my songs. And we never really got a deal, but they did do some shows where they did my songs, but it was really cool. Tim and Green and Mac and Rip.
So it was just four. It was originally the Five Wagers, but there were just four of them.
Yeah, it was five of them. Nope, it was four. And my friend out here, Al King, I got him in the group. He auditioned with them at my house, and they liked him. And he was from Louisiana, and that boy could sing. And they all got together, and they was good. I really hate that we never really get anything off the ground. I was writing for Smokey at the time, and I was trying to get them with Smokey. I was trying to get Smokey to let me produce them under Motown, but it never worked out because Smokey he was interested in my songs. They were good, and we wanted that, but Smokey felt that I should concentrate on myself at the time and writing him songs. The songs I was doing, some of the songs that I did with the Wagers, he wanted to do. So it was kind of just started becoming, you know.
So you,
confusing.
You said you produced 10 to 15 songs on the Wagers. Did you actually record them with them?
We recorded. We were in the studio at two or three different studios and recorded. But we never got anything. We never got a deal or a record deal at the time.
Do those tapes still exist?
I have them. Yep. I show enough. And we got to work something out where you can play them, man. They're bad. Wagers was cold-blooded.
Okay, yeah. I'd love to hear those tracks.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that after the show.
Okay. So you were working with Smokey and writing for Smokey, and we talked about that a few weeks ago, how
right.
you worked with him for a few years, and then you left to go solo, and one thing I didn't get a chance to do was play your solo record, which was called Mr. Postman.
Exactly.
So I wanted to play that record. Can you give some context? I think this came out around 1986, is that right?
Exactly. It came out then, and Mecola did the distributing on that, and it did pretty good. I wasn't in the business as much then. I didn't know like I know now, but I didn't really care. I just wanted my songs to play, you know. And so they played. It was out there playing in Germany and Ukraine and everywhere.
Okay.
But now that the internet is happening, I see that people heard my song out there.
So you put this out on your own record label?
Right. We had a 12-inch. Mecola had 12. That's when the 12 inches was happening. And we did I Found Love and Mr. Postman.
And so, but it was Soft Soul Records, is that right?
Yes.
And it was distributed by McCullough.
McCullough, that's right.
And so you put up the money to press it yourself, pretty much?
No, they did the pressing, because we would always, I remember we was living on, me and my family, we were living on Guns End out here in San Diego, and we had a map on the wall. And every time they would send us where the song was playing, we put a little stick pin in the map. I wonder if my family remember, my kids remember that.
Okay. So,
but it was, that was fun. That was great.
So let me play the record and we can talk some more.
Right on.
This is Kenneth Jones with Mr. Postman. Okay, that was just part of Kenneth Jones' solo record, a really nice cut that he released himself distributed by McCullough Records in 1986 called Mr. Postman. And if you're just tuning in, I have Kenneth Jones on the phone. We talked to him a couple weeks ago. He was in the group Velvet and the Flares, and then he wrote for Smokey Robinson. And that was the first solo thing he did right after he left Smokey. Is that right?
That's right. Exactly right, man.
Okay, and so that record, did you said it got some play in different places. Is that right?
Yeah, we got some play. Like I said, I got a nice little write-up in Billboard, and did pretty good. And I just wanted to say also that the people that was in that group at the time that worked with me was my brother, Lauren Jones, Cynthia DeArmond, Tommy Vance. My daddy came up and he sung with me. I was the greatest still I could ever have. And we did pretty good. We did about 10 songs on that CD. And
But that was just a 12-inch, right? Was it? What did you? You're saying you recorded more songs? Were they released later?
Right. We didn't. We only had 2 songs out of the 10 songs that we recorded, and 2 of them went to 12-inch.
And did you ever release any of the other ones later?
No.
Okay.
And that's why I'm still working with what I'm doing right now is because of the now technology and the MySpace and all of that. I'm able to get some of these songs out, and we're getting a lot of attention. Thanks to your show, man. Thank you so much. I've got people calling me, emailing me, and they want me to do some songs for soundtracks that they're doing. And some one guy called and wants to do my life story, doing a screenplay type deal. And it's really thanks to, like I said, what you're doing in the technology. People can hear me all over the world.
Yeah, I hope something comes out of some of that. So that record came out in 86.
Yeah.
And then since 86, you haven't recorded until now. Is that right?
I was recording and doing stuff, but I couldn't get deals because of the way things were going at the time. I was trying to really find myself. I had got lost a little bit, and I was just trying to find myself, and I had, had to start working, and I was doing shows and performing and that kind of thing. And then it started all coming together, for me, and I met the right people. And so now I'm with people like Johnny Flores. When I got with him after my first CD, he helped me to get that going, and so now he's an executive producer for my company, Soft Soul, and it's been going pretty good. So now I'm doing this project that I'm doing now is really the best thing I've ever done. Since I've been in this world, I'm very happy because all the stuff that I've been going through in my life prepared me to be where I'm at today.
Okay, so we wanted to play a couple tracks off of your new CD that's out. Is that right?
Yes, if we can do that, I would really appreciate that, man.
So let me play a track. I think you said this is called Cookie Sweet.
Yes, this is one of my favorites. This is my little daughter. her name is Cookie Sweet, and Jennifer Maniklock, she's doing the background vocals for me. John Rekovic, who's he's a great saxophonist. I love him to death. I thank God for him. He reminds me of Eric Duffy. I had to say that, John. He's playing the lead on this. I'm playing keyboards on this. And this is called Cookie Sweet.
Okay, here it is. Okay, right now playing in the background is Kenneth Jones with a track from his newest CD called Cookie Sweet. And Kenneth, where can people get your CD? Is it out yet?
We're working on the release date of it right now. We still have a couple more songs that we're in the studio doing at full clip. Mr. Dre over there, Dre, thank you, Dre. I love you, man. They've been working with me really good, and Full Clip is a great studio. I have to say that for him, and I was so blessed to be able to get with them. They've been helping me out a lot too. Release date is probably in another month.
Okay, so they should just look at your MySpace page?
They can go to MySpace or YouTube, and it'll link them up. Or they can go Google Kenneth Jones, and it'll let them know everything about myself and what we're doing, shows that I've got planned or that they're setting up for me and everything.
Okay, well, this last track that I want to play off the CD, what do you want me to play?
What About Love? That's the one we're going to go with.
Okay, so I'm about to play What About Love, so here it is.